USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Top U.S. general says he takes personal responsibility for a deadly mistake in Afghanistan. Here's more from USA Radio's Dan Naraki.
The Pentagon said Friday that a drone strike undertaken in Kabul back in August mistakenly killed 10 innocent people, including 7 children. Head of U.S. Central Command called the strike a tragic mistake. Congressman Michael Waltz believes that the kind of faulty intelligence that led to that strike will continue without any U.S. presence in the country.
Our local allies are being hunted down, and the terrorists now are much, much better armed.
U.S. Capitol Police say they are prepared for today's protest near Capitol Hill, as about 700 people are expected to protest arrests made at the January Capitol attack. It wasn't a big one by Southern Cal standards, but the L.A. area was shaken by a magnitude 4.4 quake a few hours ago. And this is USA Radio News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Another strange twist in the story of a missing 22-year-old Florida woman who disappeared while on a cross-country vehicle trip with her fiancé. Ryan Laundrie's been called a person of interest in her disappearance, and now he's disappeared as well, according to police in Northport, Florida. They say they went to his house last night. He wasn't there. There was an angry crowd outside calling for him to come out, but his family says he wasn't there, and they haven't seen him since Tuesday.
President Biden policies have one thing in common around the world: total chaos.
That's the Republican Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, drawing comparisons between the U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan and some of the situations at the southern border recently. For instance, Patrick's pointing to 13,000 Haitian men, women, and children currently living under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, on sheer hope they're going to get processed and get into the United States. And this is USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Three tourists who call Texas home are facing charges for allegedly attacking a restaurant hostess when they visited New York City this week after the hostess told them to show proof of COVID vaccinations. That attack on Thursday night at Carmine's, a popular eatery on Manhattan's Upper West Side, and the alleged attackers were three women visiting the city from Texas, and they were arrested and charged with assault as well as criminal mischief. Carmine's owner calling it ridiculous and saying the hostess was doing her job, and the Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer is calling for harsher penalties against those three women. Meanwhile, an advisory panel that the full agency usually goes with has met and told the FDA what it thinks about booster shot options at this point. The latest here from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The FDA's vaccine advisory panel on Friday voted 16-3 to recommend against providing booster shots of the COVID-19 vaccine for individuals who are age 16 and older. The panel later voted to endorse the Pfizer booster for individuals who are age 65 and older and for those who are at high risk. This comes after the Biden administration had started pushing COVID-19 booster shots, saying they would begin on the 20th of September. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And here at the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.